is whether this one is going to be the same or different. So A is fourth, and this is can be A or B. Now you will see that everything is false here, because here you have two A's at this crossing, so it's another A. You have two A's at this crossing, so this is another A. And here, maybe, so this should be a C. Here you have, at this crossing you have A and B, so this is also a C, okay? And so if you perform the move, you have, so, well, in this case, it's all A's, of course. And here you have, so, if I want to create a correspondence, the colors outside the area where I do the move should remain the same. And so this must be C, A, C. And this is now a B. Okay? And all crossing are legal. Now you have these three cases. So if the one close to it is A is B, okay, the next one must be C. This must be C. And for the next one, again, you have all three possibilities. So it can be A, B, or C. And let's see what happens. So this, you have AC here, so this must be B. You have A here, so this must be A. BC here, this must be A. AB here, this must be C. AC here, this must be B. A here, this must be, this is a C. Sorry, I made a mistake. CC here, you must have C. AC here, you must have B. Okay, now if you perform the move, so A, B, so you have A, B here, so this must be C, this was A, and this is B, so again, all three vertices are okay. A, B, A, this is A, so this should be also A, this was C, A, C, this must be B, and it's okay. A, C, C. Here you have A, C, so this must be B. You have A, C, so this must be B, and this is B as well. Okay, so in every case, you have a natural correspondence before and of colorings before and after the move. So I have already shown as a first application that trifle is non-trivial. Of course, easy remark is that C3 cannot show chirality, because if you switch maybe it's not completely obvious, but it exercise. It's certainly true. And another fact is that, for instance, you can compute the C3 of the figure 8. Okay, so Okay. So of course, you can decide to color. So say this is colored A. If you color this A, then you have two A's here, so this is A. Now you have two A's here, so this is also A. There's four over arcs in the figure eight. If this is A and this is B, so if it's different, you have AB here, so this must be C. Now you have BC here, so this must be A, but then there's something wrong here, okay? Because here you have colors AAC. So this is doesn't work. So this means the only possibility is to have only one color. So C3 of the figure eight is one. And one good application is that, so fact, application, you have two, the Hopf link I've drawn yesterday and the Whited link. Whited. We can show that C3 shows they are non-trivial. Actually, this is easy, I will show later, this is easy for hops, for the Hopf link, and also easy to see that the Hopf link is not the Whited link. I will show in a minute. And so why this? So C3 of the split link or the unlink of two components is of course two, because you can give the same or different colors to the two components. C3 of the Hopf link is of course one, because if you put color A here, you already have two A's here and here, so the other one must be A, so it's one. And now for the Whited link, So suppose this is colored A, and suppose this is also A. So now you have A here, so this must be A. Now you have A here, so this must be A here, so this must be A, and it's all A's. Instead, if you have A here and B here, so you have A and B here, so this must be C. Now you have B and C here, so this must be A. And you have A here, you have A and C, so this must be B. And it works, because this, no. Okay. Sorry? No.
Two A's and one B.
Yeah, if this is illegal, so it's the C3 is one.
Oh.
So it's not the unknot. It's not the unlink. Now, how do you show that the Whited is not the Hopf? The Hopf is not neither the Whited or trivial. It's via another invariant, which is easier, to describe. So definition, if K1, K2, say I will put arrows, are oriented knots, of course, and I assume that their union, so disjoint, I define the linking number is the sum over all times K1 travels over K2 of a contribution that is plus 1 or minus 1 depending on whether K2 under K1 goes right to left, you put plus 1, or left to right, you put minus 1. And so first of all, it's very easy to see that fact is invariant under all Rademeister moves. And this is easy because, so Rademeister 1, you can never have, this crossing never contributes because it's the same component crossing itself. So this is contribution 0, 0, 0. If you have Rademeister 2, you see that it can be, so if they are the same, or here K1 is under, you get contribution 0. Otherwise, you have K1, K2, and you see here, well, you have several possibilities for the orientations, but let me just draw an example. So K2 goes under K1. Here it goes from right to left, so it's plus 1. And then now it goes left to right, so it's a minus 1. And here, of course, it's 0. So plus 1, minus 1, 0. So the contribution is the same. And for Rademeister 3, it's very easy because basically, Rademeister 3, there were 3 crossings, and you still have 3 crossings after the move, and the signs are all the same. So what was under stays under, what was over stays over, and the signs are the same. So I will not explain this. Something interesting is this proposition. The linking number is actually symmetric. So the linking number of K2, K1 is equal to the linking number of K1, K2. And so the proof of this is that, so it's enough to show that they're difference, the linking number of K2, K1 minus the linking number of K1, K2 is unchanged by crossing switches. Of course, if I allow to switch crossings, I can put the 2 knots in different places, so both linking numbers will be 0, no crossings between each other. And so if the difference does not change by switching the crossings, it means it means they are the same because they become 0, 0 after switches. And so again, there's a few possibilities. So for instance, I can. So one possibility is this one. So if I have, say, K1, K2, and I move to K2, K1, so I do a crossing switch, I can compute the linking, the contribution to the linking number of K2, K1, and to the linking number of K1, K2. So here, the contribution to the linking number of K2, K1 is 0, because K2 is under. And here, it's a crossing that the sign is left to right, so it's negative, minus 1. Here, you get a contribution to the linking number of K1, K2, that is, so you go from left, right, K1 is under K2, going from right to left, so it's a minus 1. Right to left, so it's a plus 1, sorry. And the other one is 0. So the difference is unchanged. Okay. So a consequence of this is that you can compute the linking number of K1, K2 as the sum over every time one goes over the other one. Of a contribution that is plus 1 for the positive crossings and minus 1 for the negative crossings. Okay? And of course, the linking number, easy remark, is the linking number of K1 minus K2. So if you reverse the orientation, is minus the linking number of K1, K2. So in particular, the absolute value of the linking number of K1, K2 is well defined for unoriented. For unoriented links. And so the absolute value of the linking number is, you can compute for, of course, for the unlink, it's 0 because you have nothing to sum. For the hopf link, it's, so let me choose any orientation. And you see the contribution is, say, here is going, the under strand is going from right to left, so it's plus 1/2, and this is plus 1/2 as well, right to left, okay, right to left. So the absolute value is 1. And for the hop, for the weighted link, so I choose any orientation. So you see here the contribution is, so under strand is going left to right, so it's minus 1/2. And it's the same here, minus 1/2. And here the under strand is going right to left, so it's plus 1/2 and plus 1/2.